This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your off.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them launched right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome. Health and Wellness Wednesday, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, John Rush. Of course, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Al Smith joining us now. He hung around here today after his program from 2 to 2:30 and agreed to stay with us for a little bit. And I always say Al fits into health and wellness on Wednesdays because finances, or I should say financially speaking, that is a very big stressor, Al, for a lot of people. And one of the things that you talked about on your show today is people that think they have it made. They've got a really great job, or they've made a lot of money in a professional endeavor, actors, actresses, you know, professional athletes, whatever. Yet because of either wrong advice or just wrong decision-making, you know, poor decision-making on their part, they end up broke.
Boy, that sure seems to be the case. And it's almost a dichotomy with some of those who have done really well. As I recall, I don't know that much about him, but Bob Hope invested a whole bunch of money in land in what's now Palm Springs or something. And
he loved to golf. That would not surprise me.
Exactly. And I don't know what his net worth was, but land in an area that was booming Palm Springs. So he's the exception. Well, not the exception, but he's someone that did some wise things with his money. But Mike Tyson, for example, earned hundreds of millions of dollars in his lifetime, and he ended up declaring bankruptcy in 2003 in spite of earning hundreds of millions of dollars. Wow.
And I looked it up really quick. So Bob Hope's land holdings were worth around $85 million. He had other miscellaneous investments somewhere around the $30 million mark, giving him around a $115 million mark, which for that time frame was a pretty good nest egg he put together. I mean, that's for anybody a pretty good nest egg.
Oh, I would say so. And I would say if that land were held today by one person alone, he would likely be a billionaire.
Great point. Point being, finances are a big deal. It's a big deal to your health, especially as we get older and you're thinking, hey, I want to maybe start kicking back a little bit. I want to slow down some. Or, hey, I want to leave a good nest egg to, you know, those other individuals in my life, my kids, whatever the case may be. Some, you know, Al might be to charity, or maybe you want to slow down enough and you want to go work some charitable things. You want to donate not only your money, but your time. Well, Al, you can't do that when you're straddled by, you know, financial obligations that keep you in the workforce a lot longer than maybe you would like to be.
Boy, that is for certain. Within a few weeks, I'll be coming out with a book called The Christian Path to Retirement. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line of the end of that is, if you're able to retire where you're not concerned, you're not worried about money, that gives you the opportunity to do things, to give back, to help your church, help other people.
Correct.
And things of that nature, which you can't do if you're having to work part-time at Walmart.
No, and there's things that a lot of you love and you would love to do, you'd love to do more of, and you've always had an inkling of, hey, I would like to do this for, you know, a good portion of the rest of my life or whatever the case may be, Alan. The point is, it's really, really difficult and or impossible to do those things, again, when you're, you know, riddled with financial obligations that keep you working, you know, quote unquote, a regular job for X amount of time. And as we've known with inflation, where the dollar is at, the value of the dollar and so on, the reality is it takes more dollars today to live the same life that it was 10 years ago.
Boy, it certainly does. I hear all the time from my daughter, who has two daughters in high school. You know, they go to a fast food place and they can't come out with less than $50, and that's for burgers and fries and Cokes and things like that.
Getting very difficult when it comes to that. And we talked about this, Andy and I did a little bit yesterday, when it comes to the cost of money and how much harder people need to work today. Not that we haven't always, Al, had to work hard to get ahead in life. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but to the credit of the younger generation, they are having to do more because the dollar doesn't go as far, and no, they don't have the years of experience the rest of us have and haven't been able to build up that cushion that others have been able to do. And I'll be the first to say it, I don't want to be 20 years of age today entering the workforce.
No, that would be difficult, to say the very least. And I think one of the other things that the younger generation is faced with, they have gotten used to acquiring things before
yes.
they're able to pay for
very
them.
Very well said. Yes. Thank you for saying that. Absolutely.
They've not learned to defer gratification.
Correct.
Postpone gratification. They want the new iPhone now, even though it only adds $15 to your monthly payment, but that's after 8 years, it'll be paid for.
That's right. No. And we were talking yesterday, and I brought you up when Andy and I were talking. We played a little clip from a young person talking about these very things, and I talked about you in regard to, hey, everybody listening, it doesn't matter what age you're at, Al. That investing and preparing for the future needs to start early, and the earlier you start, the more of a jump start you have on all of the other people that you're around.
Boy, my favorite story, I had a conversation with a retiree from XL Energy, and he told me of someone who recently retired. He began working there at age 18, and he contracted with an advisor to help him make the best choices in his 401k. He's now retired with $4 million.
Not bad.
Not because he made a boatload of money.
He just did it correctly along the way.
He just started early, and he did it consistently.
And that's the whole key, folks. And again, we have Al on Wednesdays on purpose, A, because he's typically already floating around, and I appreciate Al joining us, but also because I know that, you know, this is health and wellness on our Wednesdays, this first hour, and I love having Al be a part of this because, again, the more financially sound you are, no matter what stage of life you're in, the less, you know, stress, and we all know, we talk about this on Wednesday, stress is literally, Al, a killer. I have no other way to say it. It causes all sorts of conditions. It can bring on everything from diabetes to heart conditions to strokes to you name it. And the reality is that financial stress in a lot of cases can be overburdening to the point where, and I always am sensitive when I say this, but Alf, people have been known to take their own life over financial issues, and there's no reason for that.
No, there really isn't. And I'm no psychologist, but one of the things I think in terms of as far as the word stress, I think, comes from when your reality doesn't match your expectations. You're expecting to get somewhere at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you allow an extra 5 minutes, but then all of a sudden there's construction, and so you can't get there on time. And in a broader scope, you're anticipating to retire at age 65, but it turns out that with the cost of everything, it looks like that's not going to work.
Yep.
That can certainly make one uncomfortable.
Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Again, you can find Al. Best thing to do is just go to klzradio.com or rushtoreason.com. You can do that as well if you want to call Al directly. Some of you, by the way, that may not have as great of access as you would, you know, hope to have when it comes to the internet and so on. Here's Al's number, 303-744-1128. You can always reach out on the text line, which some of you do as well, and text me. I can give you Al's number that way as well. But if you don't have a plan for retirement yet, or you have one, and I always say this, and you haven't seen your advisor for a very long time, you need to get with Al today. Again, klzradio.com or 303-744-1128. Al, I know you got a big event coming up here in a moment that I'll let you go to. And I appreciate your time as always, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on, John. I really, really enjoy it. And I'm going to have you on my show here real soon.
I look forward to it, as always.
You're a wealth of information.
Well, thank you, Al. Appreciate it very much. High Five Plumbing's coming up next, folks. $100 off your next visit. Give High Five a call today. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to fix it for good.
All right, Veteran Windows, free installation on windows and doors. Give Dave a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, folks, we just heard from Al. And again, if you need to get a hold of Al, best thing to do, just go to klzradio.com, Golden Eagle Financial.
Life is always changing. So you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, $50 off an AC tune-up right now. Give them a call. Find them at klzradio.com.
REAM Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives. And that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Shanasty Ireland joining us now. Shanasty, welcome back. Happy, I guess it's spring still.
It is. Hi, John. I know you guys have had some beautiful weather there.
We have.
Denver.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It feels like summer. Yeah, I checked it out. I was like, oh, man, mid-80s sometimes?
We had, yeah, 80, mid-80s not long ago. It's about 72 right now. Beautiful. I have a little weather coming in the next couple of days. But, no, we're really getting into the heat of the spring months. Summer's not that far away. Speaking of, you're going to tell us about healthy snacking because a lot of people look at, hey, I need to shed a few pounds and look a little better for summer, going to hang out at the pool and do some things. So, hey, I want to look a little better. And everybody typically, not everybody, but a lot of people, I should say, Shanasty, will pick up a few pounds over the winter. So help us out with some of that healthy snacking.
Hey, I'm no exemption to this. You know, I feel the exact same way because, you know, we kind of tend to get a little lazy in the wintertime. And
we
that's
do.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But as the temperatures start to warm up, the days are getting longer. We're spending so much more time outside. You know, we're becoming more dehydrated because we're not drinking enough water. Whatever it may be, we really need to take a pause, take a look at our diet, see what we're putting into our bodies, and make the adjustments where it's needed.
All right. So when it comes to snacking, there's healthy ways to do it. And, you know, we're going to snack during the summer months. It just happens. There's different things we're doing outside. People take road trips. There's all sorts of things that we do in that regard. How do we snack healthier and watch what we do there?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned snacking, John, because it's actually become the new dinner. In fact, like 45% of Americans report that they actually opt for snacks over a full meal,
Okay. Mainly
out of convenience. But also, you know, they don't want to feel super full before they're going to bed, and there's nothing wrong with that. So as you mentioned, finding those healthier snacks, discovering exciting, nutritious snacks is really critical for the strategy that we have to get the summer bods. So two of my favorite brands, I know I've come on your show before and talked about Southern Recipe Small
yep.
Batch Pork Rinds, but
yep.
I'm going to do it again.
That's all right.
Because the bold flavors of these pork rinds and the fact that they are packed with protein, they have collagen, you know, they're not fried, they're gluten-free, they're great for the keto diet. And some of these bold flavors, John, you know, they have the pineapple and chili, the spicy dill. They even have a hot honey flavor now. They're so good and flavorful. And you can grab those as a snack, or honestly, you can incorporate them into your recipes.
True.
Make pork rind nachos. Use it for the breading of your chicken if you're going to be doing some oven-baked chicken. Even use it on mac and cheese or pasta, or, you know, put it on top of your salad. There's so many options for it. And it really is a much wiser choice to grab in the pantry than the bag of potato chips.
Very true. Very true. No, your point earlier about the protein content and the things that are going on there. A much, much better choice than what a lot of people could go and grab, whether it's the bag of popcorn, chips, Doritos, whatever it happens to be. Yeah, by all means. Now, one product that you're going to talk to us about that I don't think, because I looked at the website, I don't think you and I have covered this one before, and that's Spice and Foods.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this brand. This is a newer brand for me, but they are essentially, it's a condiment, okay? It's going to be like a hot sauce.
Okay.
They have a variety of different products, but what I love about Spice and Food products such as their hot sauces. They've got amazing names, by the way. It's like Beyond Insanity, and it's Da Bomb, and
right.
and things like that. But they have, you know, they have all natural ingredients. And I know we've heard this before from brands, you know, pronounce the ingredients on the back of the bottles, but that's what you can actually do with this brand. And I love them for that. So they're all natural, gluten-free, organic, vegan. So, you know, when we're thinking about the calories that we're putting into our bodies, we can't forget about the condiments, because sometimes those condiments
Very
are
true.
So full of saturated fats. And they sneak up on you.
Very true. No, no, there's a lot of people that, you know.
Yeah.
No, Shannon, see, a lot of people will have, you know, a salad, for example, or they'll have some other sort of healthy, you know, meal or snack. But then the things that they're pouring on top of it, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you just negated whatever it was you were thinking that was healthy, just got negated by what you poured on top.
Yeah, you would have been better off grabbing a cheeseburger
exactly.
and french fries, honestly,
exactly.
when it comes to some of these condiments. So choosing a lighter dipping sauce, you know, and hot sauce is in. That was actually one of the food trends for 2024, is spicing things up with a bunch of hot sauces. That's just so much easier to grab than perhaps the bottle of ranch or, you know, the heavily, you know, Italian dressing, dipping sauce or whatever it may be. So having the option of the spice in foods to have your dipping sauce or perhaps marinating your chicken wings in, you're going to know exactly what you're going to get because you can read everything on the back of the bottle.
Yeah, no, and by the way, and this for all of you listening, really, that item that you're pouring on top of whatever food you've got. So maybe you've made a really healthy taco. In fact, maybe you did it where you did something without even a shell and you're just using the ingredients of the taco, but yet you want to go pour some really nice hot sauce on top or some salsa. Again, Shanice, at the end of the day, depending upon what's in that condiment you're pouring on top, negated not even having the shell.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, what's interesting about, you know, these heavily saturated fats that we put into our bodies, be it the condiments or the junk food, you know, we already know that they're going to make you hungrier faster. They're not going to fill you up. But what's really interesting that I didn't even know, John, is this effect can actually stick in your body for several days.
Yep.
A good example of this is, you know, whenever you come back from a vacation and you've just ate your entire, you know, you pounded 3,000 calories per day. It's hard to get back into the groove of eating healthy again because your body is craving
True.
Those
True.
High-fat foods.
True.
So just kind of taking a detox from it and, you know, going for the lighter condiments, going for the pork rinds as opposed to the potato chips or whatever it may be, grabbing the water instead of a beer as much as, you know, we'd like an ice cold beer on a hot day. But just making sure that we're getting plenty of water, plenty of rest as well.
Yep.
All of those things are going to add up to have a healthier summer.
Hey, I'm going to throw something in. I was going to talk about it a little bit later anyway, so I'm going to throw this in for all of you listening because there's a lot of folks out there that literally, and there's more studies coming out on this, to where you're going to go grab that diet whatever, Coke, etc. And the more I'm reading on these things, Shanice, the more I'm learning that in a lot of cases, and there's better diet brands than others, but at the end of the day, you'd have been better off having the full bore version of that versus the diet version.
Yeah, and you know, the thing with the soda and the Coke, you know, of course it's best to just not consume it
Correct.
At all. I know that, you know, I know that's really hard for a lot of folks, but you're 100% right. You would almost be better to be grabbing a Coke that has, you know, the sugar cane in it
yep.
as opposed
that's
to
right.
grabbing something that has aspartame in it. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So again, kind of along that same lines, in some cases, grab the water. You're never going to go wrong doing that versus some of the other items that are there. And again, that goes along with the whole snacking end of things because, again, and I'll talice about this after we're done with Shanice with our next guest, folks, by the way. The reality is a lot of times, Shanice, and you know this, people will snack or eat when really they're dehydrated and they should be drinking first.
For sure. And I know we have heard that before, but it is so true, John. I mean, even in the middle of the night, if I wake up and I'm like, man, my stomach's not, I'm really hungry. No, you're just dehydrated. Your body is gone 8 hours. Hopefully you're getting 8 hours of sleep. It's gone a long time without having any water in it. So grab the water first.
Yep.
see how you feel after 15 or 20 minutes or so. And then if you're still hungry, of course, grab something that's going to be a healthy snack that's going to stick with you longer. Grab the almonds.
That's
right.
Know,
grab hummus as opposed to ranch or whatever it may be. So just really being cognizant of it. And it's not too late. Start now. Taking a step back and trying to detox your body so you have a healthier summer. And honestly, you're going to feel better, too.
Agree. All right, Shanasty, how do folks find you?
Find me on Instagram. It's just at Shanasty Ireland. Or you can head over to my blog, of course. It's shesbecomingdomestic.com.
Shanasty, as always, thank you very much. If I don't talk to you before Mother's Day, have a great Mother's Day as well.
Oh, thank you very much, John.
You're very welcome. Shanasty, take care. I appreciate it. And yes, she is a mom, I think, about five times over, if I'm not mistaken. Charlie, I think she's got five kids. Great lady. Always enjoy having her on. Always has great tips for us. And she's got a great website, blog as well. So if you want to learn more tips on how to eat healthy, recipes, etc., go visit Shanasty Ireland. And she just gave you the ways to do that. K&R Home Transitions is next. Again, one way to take stress out of buying and selling a home is call K&R to start with. Find them both at, it's K&R, Catherine and Robin. Find them both at klzradio.com.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
All right, Premier Home Remodels. Been talking to Wade, by the way, quite a bit of late. And if you need anything when it comes to remodeling your home, please give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations to service you, by the way, one in Fort Collins, one in Boulder. Both can sell you a new used car or fix your current vehicle. You name it, they do it all. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planner. We just saw Michael a moment ago, or I should say I saw Michael. Al and I did as we were passing back and forth here in the studio. Get your estate in order today. Call Michael. KLZradio.com is where you find him.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done. And Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we've got Dr. Julie Gatza should be joining us here momentarily. As I promoed, we're going to talk about seasonal allergies and the fact that that season is lasting longer than it has in the past. And, you know, why is that? I don't know that I have all of the answers to that. I am somebody that will tell you has really suffered from that the majority of my life. So we'll get some tips on how to deal with that. Dr. Julie Gatza joining us now. Dr. Julie, happy spring. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you. We learn so much. I've learned so much from you over the past several years that I'm indebted to you and the different things that you help not only me but our listeners with. Allergies, and it's that time of the year to where some folks I know suffer from allergies all year long. Some have it in the fall, some have it in the spring. Reality is the season, if you would, is getting longer than it ever has been, and I don't know why that is, Dr. Julie.
You know, they blaming it on climate change. I don't know if it's just sort of, you know, these things might cycle and now we're finally measuring it. So, but the fact is, I'm here in Florida, and we have oak trees, and our cars are yellow and green,
yep.
And it is a serious situation. Anyone that has pools can't keep them clean, and
yep.
Everyone's suffering.
No, we see the same thing around here. You know, we're just now, we're later, of course, blooming out than you are. Our trees are just now starting to bud out, depending upon the species. Some have leaves on them, some just have buds, and yes, the pollen is actually out as well. You can see the, and it gets really bad here, like what you have as far as the green covering on things. And again, everybody is affected differently when it comes to these things. I will tell you, though, there's some things that I have learned through the years, and some of these I've actually learned from you over the previous years, and there's things that you can do to help minimize at least the effects of those allergies.
It's true. And, you know, one of the things that I always try to tell people to keep in mind is your immune system should be working properly.
Good point.
If your immune system isn't able to fight the environment and dogs and cats and dander and pollens and whatever it may be, it means that it's compromised at some level. So I've dedicated 34 years of my career to getting to the source of that, and I preempt that with saying it's always digestion.
Okay.
And when you correct somebody's digestion, you then take the stress off the immune system, and then the immune system can fight the environment the way that it either used to or should.
Now, I also know that environmentally speaking, there's things we can actually do to help control things. And no, I'm not talking about shutting ourselves into a climate-controlled room where nothing ever enters. But, Dr. Julie, there's things that we can do. And what I mean by that is even, you know, hygiene. And the first thing that's in my notes, and it's a thing that I live by as well, is if you've been out and you've been especially working in the garden, you've got all sorts of things on you and so on, or it's a really windy, dusty day, take a shower before you go to bed, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I just walked the dog and was out in the wind, and I was thinking, you know, I am filled with pollen. Now, I don't suffer with this, but, you know, the sort of no kidding, duh, you should take a shower at night. And, you know, I realized that a number of years ago, and, you know, on top of it, I mean, nobody likes to do this, but you should probably keep your dogs and cats off the bed or out of the bedroom. But that's probably
well, especially if you're highly allergic to even things from the outside. Yes, Dr. Julie, absolutely you should.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Fido's just sitting up there and just bringing everything in and then wallowing in the sheets while you're going to get back in them the next night. So you're never really free and in an environment that actually kind of relieves your system.
Another reason why you shower before you go to bed, because all those things, we don't think about it. I'm not trying to be gross here, but your hair collects all sorts of things and so on, and it's one of the first things that you're going to now lay that on the pillow, and most people don't just sleep in one spot. You change positions during the night, your head's going to roll around some, and whatever's in it is now on the pillow. It's there now for the next night. Another reason why you shower up.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, the other thing is going outdoors at the right times.
Yeah.
The pollen does tend to rise on the warm and windy days. So if it's breezy outside, try to stay inside. Right after a rain, everything's on the ground. So it's out of the trees. It's out of the air. It's great to take a walk right after the rain. And also, in the pollen counts are highest in the morning and again at night. So, you know, you're sort of limited. I get it. It's not ideal. But, you know, there are more optimal times. And the other thing is our phones have pollen counts and all the different things that are showing up throughout the day and, you know, the week. So you can kind of take a look
at
that on when you might want to do something.
You know what? I never thought about that. Look at the apps that are there. They're available in all sorts of different ways, and they're free, by the way, folks. You don't have to pay for these things. They're very well known. And you know, allergists, I guess you could say, in certain hospitals, Dr. Julie, do this thing on a regular basis. They're looking out for this. We have National Jewish here in town, which is a big allergy type, you know, hospital, been well known over the years for that end of things. So, yeah, by all means, check those things out and know exactly when to go out. And, again, if you're really susceptible to these things, you need to be watching that as closely as you can. Now, another thing that I learned years ago is I also, not only the showering at night, but the whole rinsing of your nasal passages, your sinuses, and so on, just getting those things washed out. Am I crazy in thinking that helps?
No, it's actually very helpful, and it's kind of an old, you know, wives sort of tool. I mean, you know, it's an old school tool. And it's called a neti pot. You can get it at your local pharmacy. And basically, you fill it with a saline solution. They'll tell you exactly how. And you suck it up one nostril and let everything rinse the sinuses, and it comes out the other nostril. It's probably not something you want to Instagram, but you can sort of
grace yourself.
You get used to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's pretty.
It's not the prettiest of sights, but it does. It, you know, it works. I mean, we're laughing, but at the same time, I'm one where, hey, if these things help and I can minimize, you know, what I have to do as far as being miserable from allergies, I'm going to do it.
And, you know, pretty much your investment is on the neti pot, and you're not continually putting medications in you. It's a mechanical fix, and it's better than blowing your nose, and you actually do get relief.
All right, let's jump back really quick to your gut health and the things actually that you also promote, which I'm a believer in as well. Talk about those things and how we keep our gut health up.
So I am fortunate to be a spokesperson for a wonderful digestive enzyme, and digestive enzymes are simply aids in breaking down your food. So it's an enzyme. It helps you break down your proteins and your dairy products and your carbohydrates and your fats. And when we can break down our food, we get the nutrients our body needs. It's just the bottom line. It's not just for taste that we're eating. It's for actual survival with nutrition. So we aren't making enough enzymes the way our food and our society is eating these days and our stress levels. So I think it's more important to take a digestive enzyme than it actually is to take a multivitamin. I know that's a statement, but I'd rather have my food that I'm eating broken down and utilized rather than trying to supplement with something that I'm hoping is covering it and really should have been breaking my meal down.
So in other words, let's utilize the nutrients we're already taking in. Let's absorb those correctly. Let's get the nutrients out of it, and you wouldn't necessarily have to worry about the multivitamin at that point.
I mean, yeah, for sure. And so then the other aspect is when your gut is healthy, where you have no gas, bloating, indigestion, acid reflux, constipation, diarrhea, if you have none of that, then that means you have a healthy gut. If you have any of those symptoms, it means that the system isn't working properly. It's not efficient. Things are most likely getting into the bloodstream that don't belong there. So you get unbroken down proteins and foods and even feces, and your bloodstream is the ultra highway that's feeding all these nutrients to the rest of your body. Well, when particles go in that shouldn't be, your immune system has to fight it. So your immune system is on constant alert, scanning your body to make sure that the blood is nice and clean. When things are in there, it no longer has the ability to fight all the environment the way that it's supposed to.
Good point.
So that's why gut health is number one, and that's why the immune system is responding poorly when your diet is off, you don't have good digestion, and now your allergies are worse.
Okay. Now, that product, by the way, it's naturessources.com. It's Absorb-Aid is the product that we're talking about. There's a lot of other great products that are there as well, Dr. Julie, some that we've really never even talked about, but there's a lot there as well. Now, I also know every time we have you on, there's the ability to either go online or make a 800 number phone call and get some samples and some other things as well.
That's right. You can go to the website, you can get some free samples, and it's naturessources.com. The name of the enzyme is called Absorb-Aid. And check out the Absorb-Aid Platinum. But just get yourself educated. You'll see it's a worthy product. Or if you want to get some free samples off the phone, you can call the 1-800 number and use the code RADIO. And that's 1-800-827-7656. Use the code RADIO. You can get free samples or 20% off your first order.
Awesome. Okay. One other thing I was going to ask you, because I know we've talked about this in the past as well. And again, I do this. Maybe it's in my head and it's really not helping, but several years ago I started using, and I do it on an on the year basis. I don't just do it during the heavy, you know, allergy season. I do this really pretty much regularly, and I make sure I'm stocked up as I get into winter to make sure that I have enough. And that is using local honey, and I don't use a lot of it, but I'll put a little bit in my coffee in the mornings. And personally, again, maybe it's in my mind, maybe it's really not helping, Dr. Julie, but in my world, I feel like it does.
Oh, I am such a proponent of local honey. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It helps with all the different things, but it's the my favorite sweetener for anything if I'm going to use it. And it has its local flowers and all the different pollens and different things that are those bees got from there. So it's an immediate where your immune system says, oh, we recognize this. And
okay.
You're actually better for it. So honey can be used as an aid to digestion. It can be used as a burn treatment. It can be used when you're sore throat as, you know, a sleep aid.
Right.
You just, you know, you can overdo it, of course, with anything that's sugary, but, you know, in small amounts and consistently, honey really does help to boost your immune system.
Okay, good. So it's not just my, again, I've seen some really, in my opinion, some great results. All the things that you've talked about over the years, I've applied. I feel it works. I was somebody that, and I'm not exaggerating, so folks listening, a little history. I was one of those kids that in my early 20s, Dr. Julie, did the whole, you know, they mark out your back and they make, you know, they pinprick you with everything that they want to know what you're allergic to. And mine came back with just about everything. It was one of the most miserable experiences I've ever had. I used to take medication and all sorts of things. And I've just learned through the years how to help control that better on my own without doing the med end of things. And I'm very thankful I went that route.
Yeah, no kidding. And when you start to react to that many things, it's mostly because those foods are in your bloodstream.
Correct.
And your system has already made an immune response to it. So whether you ate it last year or a week ago, your immune system says, oh, no, foreign body was in the bloodstream, let's react. And so the back looks like you can't eat anything. And this is once upon a time where you have to, where you have to actually go back to fixing the gut. So
there you go.
Give yourself some aid with the Absorb-Aid, start cleaning up your diet a bit, and you'll notice that, you know, not just your allergies will change, but you'll lose weight, you'll have more energy, your digestion improves, your skin improves, and you're more alert, and it's simply because you're actually breaking down and absorbing your food.
Awesome. Dr. Julie, again, thank you so much. Happy spring. We'll have you back again in the not-too-distant future, and thanks for all you do for us.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
You're very welcome. Appreciate it. That is, again, Dr. Julie Gatza, and she is co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. And, again, the website that she talks about a lot, and you can get products there, is naturessources.com. And, no, I am not a paid spokesman. There's no ads here. I don't get any free product. The product that I use, I've bought. And I will just tell you that just from experience, the things that she talks about really do work. I've applied them in my own life. And it does work. So Dr. Scott Faulkner coming up next. Now, if you want a doctor that really thinks like we do and will treat you the way you want to be treated, not the way that the health organization or Big Pharma wants you to be treated, but the way that you should be treated, that is Dr. Scott Faulkner, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
All right. How good of a condition is your roof in after the big windstorm we had a couple of weeks ago? Well, that's a question that Dave Hart from Roof Savers of Colorado can answer. Now, really quick personal testimony. Dave did the Roof Max product on my roof now roughly about almost 3 years ago, full 2 years plus. And I will tell you that I was looking at my roof today. I'm not up on it. I'm going to have Dave do a full inspection. But just at first glance and looking at things from the ground up, I see no issues with my roof. And keep in mind, we had over 100-mile-an-hour winds. I attribute that to the fact that I keep them nice and, how should I say, flexible through the Roof Max product, because that's what that coating does. So not only can I extend the life of my roof, but I'm actually making it more pliable so that the wind doesn't just take those shingles off and send them to Kansas. So if you're interested in knowing more about that or just getting a roof inspection, give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916. That's Roof Savers of Colorado.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
All right, e-gia.com. They will help you with all of your insurance needs. And those of you that are business owners looking for business insurance, they can shop that for you as well. Again, e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Producer Ann joining us now. For those of you that don't know Ann, she does everything behind the scenes from our website, social media, all the different things that you don't necessarily see a face with a name, I should say, producer Ann, but you're there in the background doing all of that, which we appreciate greatly.
Thanks, John. And you know, it's my birthday today.
It is
happy
your birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That is so sweet. Thanks, Charlie.
You are very welcome. That's Charlie behind the scenes on the board doing that. I have no control over that. So happy birthday, Ann.
That's awesome. Thank you. But hey, John, I have a gift for you.
Okay.
On my birthday.
Let's hear it.
I know how much you love to exercise. I mean, that is like you cannot wait to get up in the morning and go run 10 miles, right?
That is one of my big weaknesses, actually.
Yeah. So I have a gift for you. I am running in the Tunnel to Towers 5K run in Burnsville, Minnesota on May 11th.
Okay.
So instead of you flying out here and running out here, all you got to do is make a donation for me.
All right. Those of you listening, you can do the same thing.
Yep. And I have links up on the Facebook page and the Rush to Reason site. There'll be other ones coming up. But
perfect.
On a personal note here, I want to share a story. This is this really means a lot to me. Back in July of 2020, this is about all I can say because there's still pending litigation, but I got rear-ended in a car accident. I have been dealing with severe concussion issues, neck issues. It has absolutely changed my life. I used to be out biking all the time on my road bike, taking pictures. I can't do that anymore, and I needed to do something. So I just started walking in the neighborhood, which turned out to jogs and runs, and I was really bored, and I got online, and I found Tower of the Tunnels. And who, those of you that don't know, they support first responders and military people with smart homes. They pay off mortgages.
Nice.
And I'm getting choked up. I'm like my brother, right?
it's a great organization. They're helping those, and I mean, it's the kind of stuff we enjoy helping out with as a program. They're helping people that literally have helped us in our freedom in this country. We're now helping them and giving back.
Exactly. And my accident, I wouldn't have found this race without my accident. And to me, it's like there's something good that's going to come out of this. So I am really hoping that people will donate to the fundraiser. And it's my birthday. And if you want to buy me a cold beer for $5, buy me
there
a
you go.
Beer and hop online and help people out. And you know, the closest races that you guys have are like in Lincoln, Nebraska and Tempe, Arizona. So it's so much cheaper just to
good point.
Support me in the run and so I really would, I'd really appreciate it.
No, and we're going to do our best, everybody listening, to actually get somebody from the foundation on. They can explain more about this because they do a lot of things, not just in this particular fundraiser, Ann, but they do things on a national daily basis, I should say. There's some stories on their website of folks that they have helped out even recently. And again, this is not just all veterans, I should say, producer Ann. It's,
right.
It's firefighters, police, you name it. It's really anybody that's in that world that has any kind of a major life-changing moment, I guess you could say, they're there to help them out.
Yeah, and the feedback I've gotten when I started this was, we love Tunnel to Towers, and the donations have been great so far. And in some place we can win because I have Team Detour, and I hope everybody goes and at least checks out the link or passes the link around. But I want us to win. I want us to come out on top. The top fundraiser people, they're constantly posting updates on their site. For me to move up one rank, and I just started asking for donations, I need $207 today.
Okay, $207.
That's all I need to move up. Yep, to move up one rank.
Very cool.
And just so you know, this organization, only 7% goes to administrative purposes, and 93% goes directly to the families.
That is really cool. So 93% of your dollar goes directly towards the families in need.
Yep, and I'm 56 today, so you could donate $5.60.
There you go. Good job.
Or, and even with concussions, they say a glass of red wine once in a while is okay to have. So that's about $8. You could throw in an $8
All
right. glass of wine.
Awesome.
So
no,
there you go.
This is great. No, Ann, I appreciate this. This is great. You're doing a great job, not only for yourself, but helping those that are really in need. We'll get the folks out there listening behind this as well. And again, as we get a little further down the pike, folks, we'll get some folks on from Tunnel to Towers also and get some actual insight directly from them as well.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, Ann.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great rest of your day.
Now,
appreciate all you do.
Take producer.
You bet. Thank you very much. And yes, producer Ann does a lot of things behind the scenes that most of you never see. She's responsible for making sure that everything that, by the way, I say, and then I say, hey, we're going to have the links up, and this will be up on the website a little later, and so on and so forth. She does all of that behind the scenes, and I appreciate her doing that. And she does it for all of my sites, by the way, not just Rush to Reason. So any of you that listen even to Drive Radio or Fix It Radio or Ready Radio, she does all of that behind the scenes, and we appreciate it very much. Level Engineering is next. And again, for a lot of you that think, hey, is solar really right for me? I've looked at it before. I don't know if the tax credits work great. Guess what? There's another program where all of this might work out even better for you. Call Alan today and find out. 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that's it for this first hour, Health and Wellness Wednesday. And because the National Crawford Roundtable plays tonight at 6, you can actually listen to this again in its entirety on the website, rushtoreason.com. You can forward that on to somebody else if you'd like as well. We'll be right back, though. Hour number 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.